Yeah, Harrison, thanks for having me today. Unfortunately, I wanted to talk about something slightly different, if you don't mind. I just really wanted to bring out the fact that Satan is literally inverting everything that God has put in place. Let me expand on that. Satan said he wants to put a mark in your forearm and a mark in your forehead, your arm and your forehead, whereas God, from the Jewish perspective, if you read from the scripture itself, he said we are to tie on our hand as a sign and put on the front of our headband, around our forehead, and write them on the door frames of our houses and on our gates. So literally, Satan is inverting the word of God. And that's why he wants it on our right hand and on our forehead. Because if you read Deuteronomy 6, also in Deuteronomy 11, it clearly states that God commanded his people to have a mark, and it's called a tefillah. If you go ahead and Google the word tefillah, it's really, most Jewish people who understand what the tefillah is, it's really a reminder to keep the commandments of the Most High God. And that's what he's doing by inverting the word of God by wanting it to be in our right hand and in our forehead. Anyway, I just want to make a quick plug, if you don't mind. Right. Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. Right. For sure. Hey, can I make a quick plug, Harrison?
Good morning, Harrison. I'm driving through the streets of Chinatown, actually, right now. I wanted to report Alex's biggest prediction that came true. God is real. If the devil is real, the God has to be real, right? And it sure seems that the devil is real. I was born, Roman Catholic. I was baptized and such. And at an early age, I left home at 14 years old, and I kind of found my own way in life. So I kind of knew there was something guiding me, protecting me 90% of my life. And not until I met you guys did I realize that 100% I've been right all along, and I haven't been living in a nightmare that my son was killed by a 3-in-1 vaccination. That it's real, that I haven't been crazy, and that everything that they've told, I literally feel like the chick in the Terminator. I swear, I feel like, that I've been chosen, like you guys, to know this stuff for so long, and be called crazy. You know, I believe in a higher power for sure, something that saved my life time and time again. And that's why I have the clown car to remind me that I'm still here. Right. Yep. Harrison. Yeah, they're preaching a lot of revisionist history, stuff that never happened, that they're just making up for us to believe. So just remember to keep your books and don't let them burn the books. God bless. God bless the InfoWarriors.
Bye. Jones is right. You got me? Yeah, I think the COVID was the bioweapon they released. I wanted to talk a little bit about how I advocate for freedom. I got to meet you in Odessa, Texas. When we were protesting the Sheriff's Department for disarming free men, I was wearing a blue shirt with an Alex Jones being censored on the front. I don't know if you remember that, but I had another shirt made, and it says on the front, defund the media, and on the back it says COVID-19 is a hoax. I went to Windstar Casino in Oklahoma, walked into that place. They tried to make me put a mask on. I refused. I told them I was in contract with them because I'd already paid online to stay at their hotel. They had no choice but to let me stay there without a mask. Then I put my shirt on saying COVID-19 is a hoax, and I walked around the casino floor. I was being pat on the back over and over by masked people telling me we think so too. I said, then take the mask off. But more and more people are waking up. But I think that's one way we can all advocate. Have shirts made, say COVID is a hoax, and live your life. Be free men. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Whether you
Good morning, Harrison. Hey, quick sidebar. Nancy Pelosi is nothing more than an 81-year-old hag, and whatever she does is window dressing at best. But back to the question. The greatest advice Alex Jones has ever given, bar none, to his listeners, to his detractors, and to the mockers, is that America needs to repent and to turn back to Jesus Christ our Lord. And I tell you, the thing I love most of all with Alex is from the heart, and he's got the passion of a young Jimmy Swaggart when he starts talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And to me, that is the greatest thing Alex Jones has done for his listening audience and for America. Yes. We are engaged. Well, a big...
Hey, what's up? So I was going to say the most important thing, and it hasn't fully come to the public masses yet, obviously, is the child trafficking and that they are their currency and that they're the total end goal of these globalists. Another thing real quick before you comment is I made a mistake yesterday about the date. It's actually August 15th is the March on Gracie Mansion, if you guys can make it. And then there's another one on August 9th. If anybody that's listening can make it to New York City, it's critical because it was the epicenter of their fake virus, and now it's the epicenter of the takeover of our country and basically the kidnapping of anyone's child that goes along with this, that gets sucked into the CPS system. So we need your guys' help. Yeah. now they're doing it.
Yeah, I think that that's the combo, is that this hybrid police state medical tyranny thing that Alex talked about more than 10 years ago. That, and I mean, I've been in medicine for 27 years, initially in ancillary services, and then in the last 15 years as a physician. But I never thought it would happen. But now you look at them, it makes sense now that they put the masks on to erase your individuality in the name of communism, because that's the fastest way to get rid of your individuality, is to get rid of your face. And then all the vaccine mandates. We have to... have to stand up against the vaccine. And I...
Hi, yeah, Harrison. Just wanted to let everyone know that if you live in Michigan, come to the Capitol today. 3 to 5 o'clock, there's a protest against mandated vaccines. There's going to be legislators there, attorneys, advocacy groups such as Michigan for Vaccine Choice, Stand Up Michigan, United Healthcare Workers. There's going to be doctors speaking, university faculty, students, contractors, and other people facing job loss. I've been contacted by friends, phone calls. People are leaving me notes on my doorstep because they see my giant Alex Jones door knockers sign. So they, you know, yeah. And I got just random people leaving me notes like, join us at the Capitol. So it's supposed to be a very, very big thing. I just want to let you know, if you're in Michigan, come to the Capitol today. It's going on from 3 to 7. 3 to 5 is the protest against mandated vaccines. And then from 5 to 7, it's a healthcare worker rally. So come, and if you're an independent journalist, you need some good documentation because, you know, can we depend on the media to be there to report on it? And no, we can't. So if you're independent. Yeah, I also want to know that I'm going to be passing out my InfoWars stickers. I've bought a lot of different stuff over the time, and I've got accumulated a batch of stickers I plan on passing out to everyone. Also, I'm going to bring my InfoWars big flag to fly out, and also I got a big sign I made for band.video. I'm going to advertise for that and wear my Arrest Fauci and Gates shirts as well. So I'm going to advertise InfoWars while I'm there.
Yeah, hi, Harrison. I before I get to what I think is the most important successful prediction Alex made, I just want to briefly mention the most uncannily synchronistic prediction that he made on July 21st, 2011, when he said that a 1, good-looking, 2, blonde-haired, 3, blue-eyed, 4, North European, 5, male, 6, will soon, 7, be scapegoated, 8, for a violent, 9, false flag event, and the very next day, Anders Breivik was blamed for the Norway terror attacks. He does himself and everybody does him a disservice when they mention 9/11, his prediction about 9/11, as having been uncannily synchronistic, because it was impressive, no doubt about it. 64 days before, you know, he had said that planes, you know, might be flown in and the like, but it's almost not impressive at all compared to this. In any case, now the most important prediction he made was about the satanic agenda, just, you know, slowly but surely progressing. And in particular, just as a follow up to my call on Monday, your video, sir, your AV searchers, who are usually spot on, got it a little bit wrong. They put up a relevant video, which was on the David Icke channel, which was Wuhan Lab, virus leak, a calculated diversion from the simple truth, there is no virus. And I understand why they made the mistake, because there were about the same number of views. And that's a very good one, actually. But the one I was referring to was the one from last – not a problem, because actually that was one I had referenced before, and it was a good one. I'm glad they found it, because I had mentioned it before and they hadn't put it up. But this one was from last Friday, it was hello. And maybe they thought I was saying hello as kind of a commentary. It wasn't. It was hello with for the video. There is no virus. David Icke dot connector video cast. And
yeah, you know, you got these people like Howard Stern and Hillary Clinton who get, you know, they try to make Alex sound like he's crazy or he doesn't know what he's talking about. But the most important thing, you know, that Alex has done for the world and just for good in general, exposing these people, is exposing these things like the Clinton Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You know, these things are not unfounded. You know, what Alex is doing is really laying out a schematic for people to see, you know, like in graphic detail what the things that they're doing, you know, and there's no denying it. And that's the main reason why, you know, they've banned him off everything. You know, the only person with something to hide are people who are liars, you know. So it's like you said earlier, you know. But yeah, that's one thing that Alex has really done. You know, he really is exposed this stuff. You know, he's not just, you know, he lays these things out, and then when people look in there, you know, it's just all laid out right there. You know, because without doing this, it's just hearsay. You know.
Yes, thank you, Harrison. How are you doing today, brother? Hey, I just want to put a plug in. I have Infowars.com and red, white, and blue window chalk on the back of my Z71 and Bandai video underneath it. I give glory to God because I had a Vietnam veteran tell me he seen out of my back window, he bought your products, and it helped him walk again after losing the uses of his left leg in the war. Yes, sir. I want to praise God. He said he was using the men's vitality. He was using the turmeric. He got the turmeric from you guys. And bodies, yes, sir. And he said, I want to thank you. He's like, you don't know me, but my name is Lonnie Bowen. And he's like, I want to thank you and thank God for you. I said, no, thank God for Alex Jones. I've had this on my truck for 2 years, Harrison, and I guarantee you, I promise you, over 100 people is questioning about it, and I got to, God used me to praise God and to praise how God's using you guys, and I tell you what, he's working through me as well, because I am a believer. I am a born-again believer. I'm a Southern Baptist, but it ain't got nothing to do with it. I got a personal relationship with my Jesus Christ, you know what I mean? Hey, I got one main question, though. My
bros are Hey, so my question for Ivory is, have there been any other, like, journalists or news people you used to work with that stood up for you in your fight for truth, or did everyone mostly just keep quiet on the sidelines?
Hey, this is kind of a hybrid question with the topic from earlier about the interdimensional being. So basically, Ivory, I was wondering if you would be willing to go down the rabbit hole of basically child sacrifice and child kidnapping and the satanic ritual abuse of children and how that's basically what greases the wheels here. And there's even political history with this. If you look into Sir John Dee from the 1500s, he was the political advisor to the Queen of England, Elizabeth I. And basically, yeah,